Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, sometimes life feels like trying to juggle flaming bowling pins while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. You know that feeling when you have a million things swirling around in your head, and every single one screams for attention. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the art of prioritization because, honey, even with ADHD brains, we can master this magical skill and feel like superheroes who conquer our to-do lists. Now, before we get started, let me tell you something. You're not alone in this struggle. We wired differently, but that doesn't mean we wired to fail. We just need a few extra tools and strategies to help us navigate this crazy world. Sir, buckle up, buttercup, because today's episode is all about learning how to prioritize tasks when you have too much on your plate, and trust me, these tips are gonna change your life. First things first, let's talk about the power of saying no. I know, it can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like yours truly. But here's the thing. You have to protect your energy and your time. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or that simply overwhelm you. Remember, saying no to something is often saying yes to something else, something more important, more fulfilling. Next up, let's talk about the magic of brain dumping. Ever felt like your mind is a tornado of thoughts? Me too. Grab a notebook, a whiteboard, or even your phone's notes app and just write everything down. Every task, every worry, every idea, get it all out of your head and onto paper. Once you've done that, take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea, and start to categorize those tasks. Now, let's talk about the Eisenhower Matrix. This is a game changer, folks. Divide your tasks into four quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Focus on the urgent and important first, then tackle the important but not urgent. Delegate or eliminate those that fall into the other two categories. Trust me, this will help you streamline your workflow and feel so much more in control. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. We can't pour from an empty cup, people. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or curling up with a good book. When you feel refreshed and recharged, you'll be able to tackle those tasks with more focus and energy. Lastly, celebrate your wins. Even the small victories deserve recognition. Take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments, big and small. This will boost your confidence and motivation, keeping you on track towards achieving your goals. Ever have one of those days where you feel like your brain is on overdrive? You've got deadlines looming, emails piling up, and that laundry basket keeps taunting you with its overflowing presence. I remember one time I had a presentation due, my car needed an oil change, I was planning a birthday party for my niece, and let's not forget about the ever-growing to-do list on my phone. Talk about a recipe for disaster. But then I took a deep breath, remember these tips, and bam. It all started falling into place. Remember those five key takeaways we talked about? Let's recap. Saying no is your superpower, brain dumping is your best friend, the Eisenhower Matrix will save your sanity, self-care is not optional, and celebrating wins keeps you motivated. So there you have it, my beautiful ADHD warriors. Remember, you are capable of amazing things even when life throws a curvy ball your way. By implementing these strategies, you can take control of your to-do list and live a more focused, fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaways in the comments below, tell me about your own struggles with prioritization, or give me your best self-care tip. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. And remember, you got this. Until next time, stay radiant, stay focused, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.